Well, another one of our broadcast partners, who we always appreciate his reports as well, is Dr. Rob Congdon. And normally we talk to Rob here in the United States, but right now he is in Europe. Actually, Rob, where do we find you today?
Oh, I'm in about an hour north of Frankfurt, Germany. So we're right in the heart of Germany today.
And you're going to be involved in speaking on Bible prophecy while your sojourn there is in Germany?
We'll be doing that. We're going to have two conferences, one in Herborn, Germany, and then one in Heidelberg. And so we're looking forward to a large number of people coming, and several of our listeners will be coming also.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because we are on the internet around the world. That is exciting. Well, greet them for us, if you will. Rob, let's get right to what may be the biggest story coming out of Europe, and it is that the Ukraine is about to explode. Russia saying that the Ukraine is out of control. What do you know about what's happening there?
Well, I've just talked to somebody in the Ukraine, and they said, yes, there's a lot of tensions between the western part of the Ukraine and the eastern part of the Ukraine. A lot of demonstrations, a lot of charges about somebody being shot by either the government or the protesters. So it's a tense situation going on in the Ukraine right now. On the surface, it seems to be an issue between Russia and the EU. They aren't really forces fighting each other, but they're both seeking influence over the country, and the groups within the country are choosing sides and protesting and finding any issue, if you will, to debate and to create the tension that's over there.
Rob, I'm wondering what the bottom line is. What is the issue between the European Union and Russia that would cause somebody to give their life for this particular concern? Talk to me about that, if you will.
Well, Russia is a country that doesn't have any natural protective borders. They have to depend on military and border security. They don't have mountains and things like this that block it. The only protection they have against what they fear is a Western Europe influence or takeover is the border countries around Russia. The Ukraine is one of those border countries. But the Ukraine also borders Poland, which is a significant country to Europe, to the EU. It's a financially strong country, and they would like to expand over into the Ukraine. There's also issues of gas pipelines, natural gas pipelines flowing through the Ukraine that can either cut off the flow to Europe of natural gas, and it could lower the price or increase the price. So there are economic factors between the countries that are involved, and there are some just plain nationalistic fears and seeking of protection by letting the Ukraine be, if you will, the buffer zone.
Rob, I see that the United States has imposed sanctions on the Ukraine, the European Union voicing some worry, and they're sending a mixed message to the Ukraine. How's that all going to work out?
Well, it's hard to say. Some of the top leaders in the EU say we need sanctions, and yet right here in Germany, Chancellor Merkel says no sanctions, we shouldn't have that. So there's disagreement, and as always, the European Union seems to have trouble coming up with a single foreign policy and how to deal with situations. What I pointed out before, though, is there are tensions in the Ukraine over maybe the Ukraine should be divided. And you and I have talked about this before, that part of the Ukraine historically was part of the Roman Empire. Part of it was not, and if we see a reformed Roman Empire, which we expect during the tribulation period, you could see a divided Ukraine, and this might be just that embryo of that movement.
Rob, another issue, if you will. Turkey's Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan has been into Brussels, a new push to have a Turkey member of the European Union. Is he going to be successful, or is he trying to distract everybody's attention away from what's happening in Turkey?
My analysis is he's trying to distract attention. He has some serious problems back in Turkey right now. They are concerned about it. And when he brings up about the European Union, some ways that distracts it. Some ways it says maybe there's some solutions that could help Turkey through the EU. And so he's trying to keep them close. As I think what he's trying to do is keep all the possibilities open, sort of encourage the different routes Turkey could go, because right now Turkey is struggling financially and got some other internal problems, and this may be just part of his insurance policies, if you will, for the future.
A very interesting statement made by the foreign minister of Poland. He said that the Eurozone is the real European Union. That seems to be a part of that end-time scenario because there has to be a common currency, a relationship economically. What are your thoughts?
I think that's exactly true. The European Union, as it both dreams where it should be heading to, all of its real goals, what the founder said it should be, has to have a single common currency to go along with all the economic trade within the union itself. And we know prophetically we would expect to see that happening too. So I continue to say, and I've said this now several years, and it hasn't happened, but I think the real way Europe will pull itself together strength-wise economically will be finally to bring all the nations within the European Union to use the euro. And as you know, there is much discussion again now about what is a currency best used between industries to pay bills and buy items, and the urge for a real world currency. The euro could certainly serve in that role. I think we'll see several currencies, but the dollar is losing its influence, so it still means the euro could move in. That gives the strength to the European Union.
That certainly is a prophetic scenario for the end times, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. And like we always say, it gets more exciting each day to see what's happening in the news and to keep our eye on the scriptures, because we are told in the scriptures to keep alert and be aware of times and not be caught unafraid. So that's what both you and I are trying to tell people as we share these things.
Yes, and you pass that along to all the German audiences where you'll be speaking in the next couple of days. Praise the Lord for your journey's mercies, and thank you for being available for us there in Germany. We appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon, Rob.
Well, we'll look forward to it. Lord bless.